أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله يعلم ما تحمل كل أنثى وما تغيض الأرحام وما تزداد وكل شيء عنده بمقدار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commenced Surah Ar-Ra'd by speaking of His greatness, speaking of the creation of the heavens and the earth and all the creation that exists in both the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these ayat that spoke of His creations and so forth, is drawing our attention to the aspect of Tawheed, oneness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unique being and His oneness in as far as the creations and that are concerned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved on to the topic of Risalah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to some of the objections made by the disbelievers against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah was establishing prophethood. Allah goes back to the aspect of Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of other creations of His and the extent of His knowledge with regards to the creations that He has brought in existence. Allah says, Allahu ya'lam ma tahmilu kullu unta. Allah knows whatever every woman carries, whatever every female carries, kullu unta, from the human species or from any other species or any other kind of creation, whatever every female carries, whatever, not only the gender. Today people say that science can also tell you whether the child will be a boy or the child will be a girl. But Allah's knowledge of what the womb carries is not confined to that. Allah says whatever it is carrying, whether the child will be able to hear, whether the child will be deaf, whether the child will be able to see, the color of the child's eyes, the color of the child's hair, the amount of strands of hair on the body of the child, the complexion of the child, whether the child will be good looking or the child will be not good looking, the complexion and the skin color of the child, all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. Not only the gender of the child. Allah says, Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unta. Allah knows whatever every female carries in the womb. وَمَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full aware of whatever the womb's decrease and whatever the womb's increase. What does this mean? There are three interpretations given. Whatever the womb's decrease and increase could mean to how many children that womb will carry. Allah brings a womb into existence. Allah creates a womb. Allah knows exactly the potential of that womb, how many children that womb will be able to carry, and how many children will be expelled from that womb, how many children will be aborted by that womb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that knowledge at the time of creating the womb in the female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of how many it will carry at one single time. It may only carry one child at one time. It may carry more than one child at a single time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of the exact amount of days, hours, minutes and seconds that womb will carry the children that it will bear. All of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is in the knowledge of Allah, and not only limited to the human race, but the animals also. All the animals which have wombs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has the knowledge of every one of those creations and the extent of which they will be able to bear children or lose children. Wa kullu shay. Allah says everything. Wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bimiqdar. Everything is by Allah in measure. Meaning Allah has a fixed measure and proportion and time for everything. Every single thing. How long it will take for a plant to grow, how long that plant will remain on earth, and exactly when and at which point that plant will die, Allah has the knowledge of that. Allah has the knowledge of every single creature and creation of His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that everything is by Allah in measure. Alimul Ghaib. Allah is the knower of the unseen. Al Ghaib. والشهادة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the seen. Whatever is unseen and seen, there's no difference There is no difference before Allah. To you and I, there is a difference between that which is apparent and hidden. There is a difference between that which is loud and that which is silent. Before Allah, there is no difference between the two. These differences do not exist. Allah says He is the Alim, He is the full knower of the ghaib, the hidden, and that which is apparent. Al-Kabir, Allah is the great. Al-Muta'al, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the high. Sawa'un minkum man asarra al-qawla wa man jahara bih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is equal to Allah whether you speak softly wa man jahara bih, and the one who speaks loudly. There's no difference between Allah, between soft and loud. وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. There's no difference. They are both equal in the sight of Allah. The one who hides at night and the one who walks freely in the day. To you and I, there's a difference. The one who hides at night and the one who walks during the day, there's a huge difference between the two. The one is hidden, the one is apparent. The one can be seen, the other one cannot be seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's absolutely no difference between the two of them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has angels that replace each other. He has angels on earth that replace each other. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains this in the hadith that there are two groups of angels that take turns to attend to the affairs on earth. So the first group, they leave at the time of Fajr. The one group comes, right? So they come at the time of Fajr, Salah, and they remain on earth right up to the time of Asr. After Asr, Salah, the next group comes and they change shifts. This is what happens on a daily basis. On a daily basis at the time of these two salahs. And when they go before Allah, Allah asks them and questions them, how did you find my servants? Oh Allah, so and so, we found him at the masjid at the time of Fajr. He was there at the time of Fajr. This is where we found him. Those at the time of Asr, oh Allah, this so and so, such and such a servant. This was his condition at the time when we had left. And we had risen up to the earth and ascended towards the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has these angels, the mu'aqqibatun. They replace each other. Min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfi. And angels are there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before every human. Before every human, Allah says there are angels that are found in front of him, there are angels that are found behind him. Every human being, according to one hadith, has two angels accompanying him at every given point. Every given point. There's an angel in front of him and there's an angel behind him. Why? يَحْفُظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They guard and they protect a person through the will and the command of Allah. Every human being, Muslim or non-Muslim. They have angels, a set of angels, a pair of angels that move with them to guard them, to protect them. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the details. Sometimes they protect and guard a person from a wall that's about to collapse on that person. Sometimes they protect and guard a person from an accident that a person finds himself in. Sometimes you find and you look at the vehicle and you ask yourself, how did the person survive this accident? It's impossible for the person to have survived this type of an accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that He has placed His malaika and His angels in front and behind every person. Sometimes there's a ditch and he's unaware of that ditch. The angels are there to guard him and to protect him. Unless Allah wants a calamity to strike a person. Unless Allah has written down and ordained and prescribed that a hardship and a calamity to befall a person, then not even these angels can protect him against the will and the command of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has these angels on earth that are continuously guarding and protecting the human race as they move about in the land. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will never change the conditions of a people. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they themselves decide to change. You want good conditions, you bring about good in your life. Allah will change it and make the conditions into good. If you change the good conditions and you become bad, Allah changes the conditions and the conditions become bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the circumstances and conditions that you find yourself in purely and almost entirely are based on the type of person you choose to be and the type of deeds you choose to practice. Favorable deeds, good deeds will bring about favorable changes and good circumstances within your life, while bad deeds and unfavorable practices will bring about unfavorable circumstances and conditions in your life. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا. If Allah wishes some evil and some bad to strike a people, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, there's no way that it can be averted and be brought back. That is the decision of Allah. That lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no one has any other guardian and protector against any form of evil but Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.